USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no more migrants under a bridge across the border into Mexico at Del Rio, Texas.
Approximately 12,400 individuals will have their cases heard by an immigration judge to make a determination on whether they will be removed or permitted to remain in the United States.
President Biden says people 65 and older are eligible for a booster shot. Also, people 50 to 64 with certain health conditions. He says too many people are still not getting the vaccine.
We still have over 70 million Americans who failed to get a single shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine with false information the fight against COVID-19. This is totally unacceptable.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The search for a missing Florida man continues after his girlfriend turns up dead in a national park. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are continuing to search Florida's swampland looking for Brian Laundrie, the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Northport Police Commander Joe Fusel says they're covering just about every area of a vast wildlife preserve that they can.
We're looking through wooded areas. We're looking through bodies of water. We're looking through swampy areas. And we're deploying the resources to be able to do that. We have air units. We have drones. We have the swamp buggies, air boats.
Laundrie remains unaccounted for, and an arrest warrant has been issued after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Gabby Petito's death. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
R. Kelly's fate is now in the jury's hands after weeks of testimony in his sexual misconduct trial. The panel of seven men and five women began deliberating racketeering and sex trafficking charges against the R&B superstar at his trial in Brooklyn Federal Court in New York. One of the jurors sent a judge a note to review the transcripts of testimony and evidence regarding a woman who claimed Kelly sexually assaulted her in 2003 when she was a 21-year-old radio station intern. She said she was locked in a recording studio for days and drugged before the assault. The 54-year-old singer is accused of running a Chicago-based criminal enterprise that recruited his accusers for unwanted sex and mental torment. According to witnesses, they were subjected to perverse and sadistic whims when they were underage. Kelly denies any wrongdoing. His lawyer says the witnesses are lying. A recent archaeological discovery is breaking records. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.